السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Successfully strengthen the Islamic personality this Ramadan and beyond. This blessed month of Ramadan has graced us once again, alhamdulillah. For it is truly a gift from Allah Almighty and His infinite generosity who opens the way for His forgiveness. It is also a suitable time for Muslims to reflect upon the ways and means in which we can, at one level, work individually to achieve the most successful outcomes in this blessed month and beyond, in accordance with our Islam, inshallah. Fundamentally, when we have a clear understanding of our ultimate purpose in life as Muslims, success can directly follow because we are thoughtfully carrying out that very defined God-conscious purpose. Taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated the purpose of our existence when He subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
I created the jinn and humans for nothing else but that they may worship me. Surah Al-Dariyat, Ayah 56. The word worship in this verse has not been used in the same sense of only prayer, fasting, and other kinds of such worship, so that one may understand that the jinn and men have been created only for performing the prayer, observing the fast in Ramadan, and for praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the sense is also included in it, this is not its complete sense. Its complete sense is that the jinn and men have not been created for the worship, obedience, and carrying out of the orders of any other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition, it is very familiar for Muslims to understand the linguistic meaning of the word Islam to be that of surrendering, being obedient and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any resistance. In fact, this is the very heart of what it means to be a Muslim. Submitting one's very desires to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the highest form of worship. Submission is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of us and is the naturally sensible thing to do, and the way in which this can naturally be achieved is by developing our unique Islamic personality within an intensive halaqa. To develop an Islamic personality, a person's mentality must be built upon the Islamic aqidah, creed. Thus, for a Muslim, it is his Lord and his Creator who defines good and evil, correct and incorrect, pleasant and ugly. Thus, these concepts also shape a Muslim's emotions and desires, which results in a certain way of conducting actions, namely conducting good actions and eventually gaining the Islamic personality. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us how a Muslim's mentality and inclinations should look like.
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به.
None of you truly believes until his desires are subservient to that which I have brought. Bukhari, Muslim. Additionally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from the believers to prove consistently in their words and deeds.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون
O believers, why do you say what you do not do? How despicable is it in the sight of Allah that you say what you do not do? Surah As-Saff, Ayah 2-3. Thus, we see that Allah, the Almighty, urges and commands us to have a consistent Islamic personality. And to gain a consistent Islamic personality requires us to make the Islamic aqidah the foundation of thinking. The Islamic personality can therefore only develop through building it upon the Islamic aqidah. That is taking the Holy Quran, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as a method of thinking. This means that prior to deciding on the situation or issue, or prior to deciding on an action, we should 1. Understand / comprehend the reality of the situation deeply. 2. Find the related evidences of the Sharia on the issue. Find the related evidences in the Sira on the issue. 3. View the Sharia evidences, Quran and Sunnah, as a whole. 4. Embrace the derived Sharia position. The first feature of developing the Islamic mindset is the entrenched awareness of servitude to Allah, which grows with compassion and obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تزكى.
He has succeeded who purifies himself, remembers the name of his Lord, and prays. Surah Al-A'la, Ayah 14. This is also followed by the second feature, which is to find out the shari'i rule before taking any actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this when He subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَائِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا.
Do not follow what you have no sure knowledge of. Indeed, all will be called to account for their hearing, sight, and intellect. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 36. The third view to developing an Islamic mentality is to view the result of the matter from the perspective of the hereafter. This means that it is imperative to decide according to the measure of what is permissible and not permissible. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
O believers, be mindful of Allah and say what is right. He will bless your deeds for you and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has truly achieved a great triumph. Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 70-71. Whereas the behavioral disposition, nafsiyah, of the Islamic personality is the method of satisfying man's instincts and organic needs. That is, the way they are satisfied according to the standard which man believes in and trusts. When a satisfaction is based on the Islamic aqidah, then he has an Islamic disposition. Therefore, the importance of satisfying one's instincts and organic needs must be based on Islam. A Muslim must therefore endeavor to be as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to be, by drawing closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala through the obligations that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed and is eager to do the nawafil, supererogatory acts of devotion, to draw even closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflecting on the following hadith Qudusi will help lighten up our path as we work to develop our Islamic disposition.
Ibn Adam, لن تدرك ما عندي إلا بأداء ما افترضته عليك ولا يزال عبدي يتحبب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فأكون قلبه الذي يعقل به ولسانه الذي ينطق به وبصره الذي يبصر به فإذا دعاني أجبته وإذا سألني أعطيته وإذا استنصرني نصرته وأحب عبادتي عبدي إلي النصيحة.
O son of Adam, you will not obtain that which I have saved by performing the duties I ordained upon you. My servant will continue to draw closer to me through the nawafil until I love him. I will then be the heart with which he thinks, the tongue with which he speaks, the sight by which he sees. So, when he calls me, I will answer him. When he asks me for something, I shall give it to him. And when he asks for my help, I shall help him. And, most beloved of my servants' worship, is the sincere advice, nasiha, reported by At-Tabarani in Al-Kabir. So, my sisters and my brothers, this Ramadan, rush to the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His forgiveness, paradise, victory, and success in both abodes. And for this, let all those strive who want to strive. Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Ayah 26. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Suraya Amal Yasna, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.